Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I say Wolf first because they've been around for a long time and they've got me beat by expertise in any possible direction, which is good. We are a boating show about obviously boats and marinas, and Tetzloff Yacht Sales is a broker, and we sell and list houseboats, yachts, cruisers, you name it. If it floats, we're going to sell it for you. If we don't have it, we can definitely find it. You can go to our website at TetzloffYachtSales.com. Again, that's TetzloffYachtSales.com. Contact number is 651-214-9463. We have a great Facebook page. We have two offices, one at Miss Cray Marina in Prescott, and then the one in Stillwater at 575 Main Street North. And again, it's 651-214-9463. And we are the Boat Dealer of the Year for 2018 as we won that award. So we're pretty happy about that. And then on my starboard side.
Hey, here I am. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned and operated marina. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater on the beautiful St. Croix River. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. You have a boat in that size, you want to get on that great St. Croix River, give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the internet, wolfmarine.net, or send us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And I think it was about just over a year ago, John and I were talking about trying to get somebody on the show here that actually lives aboard their boat. So what did I do? I put the call out on the Midwest Marine Association contact emails, and one marine operator replied. It was J.P. Lindrud from Watergate Marina. He said, I've got the perfect couple. And we now have those that couple in studio here. We have Michael and Chelsea Call. Welcome on the show, you
hey,
two.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So I guess my first question to you, how in the world did you ever get involved in boating?
Yeah, that's always the big first question. Well, I grew up on the Mississippi. I'm from Winona, so big river town down there. So I grew up, that was the weekend activity. We'd always be going out. We just had a little, like, speed runabout type boat that we'd take out and we'd camp. There's a lot of the sandbars down there, so that was a big thing with the family, going out and camping on the weekends. And then, of course, you kind of get away and do some other things. And then I met this crazy guy, Michael, here that I married. But even before we got married is when we came back to the river, or I came back to the river.
He looks like a crazy guy. First time I saw him, I said, man, that's
he's
a crazy
a
guy.
Crazy.
I get that pretty frequently.
But he was more of a lake guy before he met the river, so I'm hoping to convert him here with this liveaboard stuff.
So tell me, what type of boat do you live on?
Well, we got a 1973 seagoing houseboat. It's a steel hull, and we bought it right there at Watergate Marina. We popped in there about 5 years ago, and they had one for sale that was awesome on the inside, and the steel hull was new and a slip for us, so.
Nice.
Yeah, we took it all. But a lot of people ask, like, why we even got into the liveaboard part of it. And the reason we did that is me and Michael really wanted to spend some time traveling, like quitting your jobs, traveling, getting rid of your stuff, the whole thing, backpacking, as they call it. So we had always just rented and lived with roommates up until that point. So we did that. We got rid of a lot of our stuff. But then we thought, or kind of rightfully assumed, that we would be poor when we returned from our 6 months, because we went to like 13 different countries during that time.
Cool.
So before we did that, we thought, well, maybe we could buy, instead of staying in someone's basement when we came back, maybe we could buy something cheap and easy. And we didn't know boats weren't so easy yet. So we found this little boat that we thought, oh, it'll be summer when we come back. We'll just hop on that for a little bit. And now it's been 5 years. So I think we liked it.
Now, when you say little, how big is the boat?
32 foot.
32 by 12?
10 and a half.
Ten and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many bedrooms Does it have two or bed. One? Or
it's one big room
one
in there.
One big room? Is it?
Nice. I pretty much tell people come in and look, and that's the tour.
It's you know, the studio.
Yeah. Yes, it's okay. The studio apartment. Yeah.
But you have a head, a toilet, yep. and a shower.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not always functioning, but.
Well, hey. And a galley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell me, you know, that would be one of my questions to you also is come wintertime. I mean, there has to be some real challenges when it to live on a boat in the wintertime. You know, what do you do for your water, for your sewer, for that type of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for the sewer, that's usually the main question. The marina just comes by as they normally do. They got a little sled that they pull around with the four-wheeler and come pump us out. But for water, they keep a hose running under the ice, from the marina under the ice, and then they just keep it on a trickle, and we can hook up to it and fill our tanks as we need.
That's pretty nice. And then for as far as utilities there, you know, I got to imagine, hey, you're on a boat that's in freezing water. It can't be the easiest thing in the world, the heat.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone asks that. I'll tell people, oh, I live on a boat. They're like, but not now, right? Yeah. Not in the winter.
Live.
And I'm like, yeah, actually, we are in the winter. And they always ask, you know, how do you keep warm? We have two electric heaters and one propane. And we've only, even in that really cold streak, we only have had to use two at a time. Of course, we have it bubbled. They bubble all the boats.
Yeah, they shrink wrap it. Yep, mm-hmm. And that gives you an extra layer of protection there. Yep.
Is that
yep.
clear wrap
yeah.
then?
Yeah,
so clear wrap. You can see pretty good out.
Yeah, it's just like and a in. Greenhouse around it.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than like a blue wrap.
Right, right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Trust me, I've worked inside of boats that have the blue wrap, and it will drive you a little crazy.
Yeah, it really
does. Oh, man, so the clear wrap is definitely an advantage there.
Yeah.
So does it keep it toasty then with the two heaters?
It really does. And this year, for the first time, we have a lot of windows. So we got it's Reflectix. I don't know. It's like this bubble.
It's like a foil bag bubble wrap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we put that on most of our windows. I mean, we have like at least 10 windows. And we
Can you still see out then?
No. So okay. We kept like three open for our sanity.
Yeah. And that was only because of the cold you did that?
Yeah. And that really helped, actually, that Reflectix stuff.
And then you mentioned the water, the trickling now. So if you want to fill with water, you've got to go grab the hose and hook it up to your own hose.
Yeah.
And then fill it. And the fill is on the outside of the boat, but still in the cover.
Yes.
Okay. So do you have to, I mean, how far of it is do you have to go to get that water?
Oh, it's probably like 50 feet.
Yeah, so it's down the dock a little bit. And that was one of the dramas in the start of the winter season. I think it was November. Someone was bringing the hose to them, to their boat, and untying it. And then someone had dropped it in. And that's like our only water source for the whole season.
Oh, boy.
So everyone, I came home one day from work, and people had their like boat hooks out trying to fish the hose out. And it was like, if we lose that, then we're done for water for the whole season. So...
So never any
we
issues.
Did find it.
Other than that, no other issues. It never froze up or anything like that.
It froze up last year at the end of the season.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So there's two things that can go wrong. You can drop it and lose it, or you can freeze it and lose it. Nice. And both have happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's your what would you say would be the hardest thing to deal with living on the boat year round?
That we're pretty much in 10 feet of space from each other at all times.
You can't go in another room and cool off or anything?
Yeah.
All right.
No, actually, we do pretty good with that. Because we'll be like moving around and bumping into each other, and now we don't care.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, because that's
it really is very,
you know, to be with each other that much, and you're still sitting here smiling, and I can tell you guys still like each other.
And
if you guys could see these guys, these guys are a young couple. My gosh. I mean, the things that you've done and the experiences you've had, I don't know how old you are, but you don't look very old to me. You know, that's quite the accomplishment. So what's the largest advantage, the greatest advantage of living on the boat? What do you like the most about it?
Oh, I could go on and on.
Oh, let's hear some.
I want to know what Michael thinks.
Well, it's just awesome being down on the river and right in the middle of the city. You're kind of insulated by this big park. So it's really a cool marina and super cheap.
Yeah.
You get to wake up on the water. You get to go to bed on the water. Do you rock a little bit every once in a while?
And yeah.
That's kind of okay too, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, actually, during the night, Michael's like, oh, we just broke free. Because we just freeze in with our steel hull. We don't need to keep the water open.
Right.
But just a few weeks ago when the ice melted, it was kind of funny because then we noticed
a little bit of movement.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And it reminds you of summer, I'm sure, a little bit. It's like, summer's on its way.
Yeah.
And I have to believe, you know, living on a boat in the summertime, you know, I think a lot of people, John, and you know that, there's always people that have the fantasy, I guess you could say, of living on a boat. I mean, how ideal would that be, right?
Oh, man, that's killer. To me, it's fantastic.
And what's great, and John and I have talked about it many times, it starts as a young child. I mean, you grew up on the river, the way it sounds like.
He was on a lake.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't on a lake, but we were around them a lot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you are Minnesota, Wisconsin, you're close by water, but, the satisfaction of growing up on the river, and like I said, it starts as a child, and we want that. We want the families out there to start these kids young, because that is our future, both John and I. I need people to come into my marina that want boats that are on the river. So, and John needs people to sell boats too. So, you know, what a great deal. You start them young. And I know I've seen, we'll mention your blog. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my blog is, I write this for fun. I mean, people ask questions all the time about what life on the water is like. So I have a blog. It's onwaterandwoods.com. So just www.onwaterandwoods.com. So check it out if you're interested.
We're going to talk probably in the second segment a little bit more about your blog and other adventures that you've had. The idea of family. I mean, just the little bit that I've read about your adventures and that, I think family's been a big part of it, and being on the water is a wonderful thing. So, but it looks like we're coming up to the end of our first segment here. So again, my name is Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. You want to get a boat on the river? We've got some slips for rent there. Give us a call, 651-439-2341.
And my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. TetzloffYachtSales.com is the website. We have a great Facebook page, two offices, one in Stillwater, one in Prescott. So if you have a boat you want to sell, or if you have one that you want to buy, and we have the largest selection, but for some reason if we don't have it, we'll find it. Give us a call, 651-214-9463, and we'll see you on the other half of the show.
Yep, stay tuned.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Again, I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River, located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater on the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Once again, we do have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. all kinds of different boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, houseboats, cruisers. If you got that, get it on the St. Croix. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. John.
And my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I'm going to spell my last name because it's not like Wolf. It's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. It's TetzloffYachtSales.com. Contact number is 651-214-9463. We sell and list boats, houseboats, cruisers, yachts, you name it, we'll sell it. Check out our website because we do have the largest selection of boats, and we do have two offices, one in Stillwater, one in Prescott. Hey, and I do have to mention our sponsor, and that would be Aircraft and Marine Insurance. They're out of Burnsville, and all they do is boat and airplane insurance, and I would love to sell somebody a boat that could land a helicopter because that would be a heck of a nice big boat to sell, I'll tell you. Never have done it. Would love to do it. Anyway, their address is 1601 State Highway 13, Burnsville, Minnesota. Their contact number is 952-890-1124, and their website is aircraft-marine.com, and Kevin is the guy you want to talk to.
And it's kind of funny you mentioned that helicopter, because I've had, with the barge business, I've had helicopter companies inquire about barges to land helicopters on barges for tours. So that's kind of fun, right?
Tell them they want a yacht.
I think they need a yacht.
It's better than a barge. I'm sorry, I know you do the barge business, but hey, I want to sell them a yacht.
Exactly. And we're coming back here with more questions for Michael and Chelsea Call, who are live aboard boaters. They have their boat at Watergate Marina. Nice place, I'm sure. I've never been there. I know JP runs a great business down there, so I got to give a shout out to JP for pointing me towards you two. So
he is a good guy.
He's
a good guy. Yep. The crew down there is really good. I've been lucky enough to take over their boat sales down there when the other guy quit. I was so happy that they allowed me to do it. And the crew down there, JP and the crew down there, are great.
Yes, they are. And along with most other marinas that are on the Mississippi
exactly.
and St. Croix, and our clientele that go along with it. I think when it comes to boaters, we're all 99% of them are great people. They're fun to be around. So before our break here, we were talking about the blog that you have. And I happened to go on it and just kind of check it out. And it sounds like you guys have another project in the works. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So I mentioned before I was from Winona. There's Latch Island down there. I believe it's like 100 boathouses.
101, I think.
Oh, 101.
he knows what he's talking
yeah,
about.
That's right.
And they've been
it's
around,
factual.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time, you know, since like the Great Depression, I think, is when people started finding a cheap way to live, and they built these little floating houses. A lot of them, there's people that still live there. There's people that use them as like a place to get away to, and then there's some that need some work. And we bought one of them down there that needed a little bit of work, so we actually totally rebuilt it, and that was our entire summer last year. So it's floating. It was a project to remove pieces of the old one and build and bring new pieces of the new one, but it's there and floating still.
So
even in the floodwaters. So.
Yeah, and we're all battling the floodwaters right now. So now this Latch Island, you know, this is a foreign thing to me, all right? These boathouses, they on the St. Croix, there used to be a few of them, like in the Anderson Bay. They have since, I guess, outlawed them, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Latch Island now, are you allowed to just bring in a boathouse, or how's that work?
No, so I think when they came up with the 101 slips is or spots was in about 1993.
Yeah, it was in the 90s. They wanted to get rid of them, outlaw them.
Yeah, so they're trying to kick everyone out of there, I believe. And they kind of put together a
Winona Boathouse Association.
Yeah, Boathouse Association, and got a signature from the governor putting it on the National Registry of Historic Places.
Cool. That's
so I think for now it's a pretty solid.
Yeah, so those have been grandfathered in, which is wonderful because it's such a rich part of the Winona culture.
So basically the boathouses that are there are the ones that are going to stay there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having an old house where you just can't tear it completely down. You got to save a wall. You got to do something like that. And I think that's probably what you're doing, right?
Yeah, definitely. We had to keep some of the pieces from the old one.
Are these similar to the ones in Red Wing then? those boathouses?
No, these are just from the pictures that I had seen on the blog. Mm-hmm. These are real houses that are on floats. I think the Red Wing marinas are more of a garage for a boat.
Mm-hmm.
These are neat little cabins.
Yeah. So you guys going to move there then eventually from Watergate?
I believe so. I'm having a hard time with that though because Watergate's such a special place for me and Michael, but he's always excited about like the next
new things.
Thing.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'm a little more nostalgic and have to hold on to it.
Hmm.
But we have such a good little family down at Watergate that it'll be a tough transition. But we're really excited about this new place coming along.
Sure.
And maybe we could touch a little bit on that, too. I mean, the boating community is a tight-knit community.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people don't realize that a lot of our clientele, it's funny. I've got a dock where, all right, now they've reached the retirement age, and they've bought winter homes in other places. And you wouldn't believe it. I have one dock where I have a half a dozen people moved to the same area in Phoenix, Arizona, because you know they're such a tight group.
Yeah,
yeah, they became great friends, and I'm sure you see the same thing at Watergate, right?
Oh yeah, and it's a different. People are so different. It's not like you're getting the same kind of people you would normally come across in your life because everyone has such different backgrounds, and so it's a really diverse group of people that come together too. And Watergate and elsewhere I found as well is people really love the river and love nature and appreciate it and respect it. And I think kind of that deep intrinsic respect for what we're doing out on the river and the admiration we have for it really bonds everyone. And we just have fun. Like we go kayaking together.
Everyone's just relaxed on the water.
Yeah, it's true.
Probably have parties on the dock with each other. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now what, I mean, to kind of get back to the, you know, living on it year round, what is winter is probably more, but what's an average cost, maybe break down what the winter month would be in January versus what it would be in July?
Well, the slip is less in the winter, but the electricity is a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
All in total for the whole year, it probably costs us about $5,000.
That's
including electricity, insurance, and our slip.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And repairs, I mean, your boat is operational. The engines all run. And so you take it out?
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Okay.
We haven't really had too much for repairs. When we bought the boat, it didn't have an engine in it. So we picked up a wooden boat off Lake Minnetonka and swapped the engines into ours. And they've been running great ever since.
So you have twins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Twin. And are they four cylinders?
I don't know.
Six,
140
eight.
Horsepower Mercury.
Those are fours.
Yeah. Four cylinder Mercs.
Generator for off the water.
We just got a Honda.
That's
generator.
Perfect.
And you know, you look more and more, there's more and more people doing that throw a small generator on the swim platform or on the deck out back. And, you know, they're very adequate for most boats.
So do you have guests then, obviously, friends and things that come down, and are they excited? I mean, they know you, by now they know you live on it, so are they pretty excited to come down?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun in the summer to take people out and stuff. And actually, one of the things, we put solar panels on it, too.
Yeah, we got house batteries that are charged with
solar.
So
we can go out and kind of anchor out and make a meal or hang out.
And then the winter, they still come down, I'm sure, and visit you.
Yeah,
right.
Not
so much.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Really?
Not as frequently.
Well, I think that'd be cool to come down in the winter.
Yeah.
They, I mean, people do, for sure. Yeah. They pay, like, one visit. And then, actually, New Year's Eve this year, we had a bonfire. And it was supposed to be decent weather, but it turned out it was really windy, really cold, and it's also my birthday, so people felt
New
obligated
Year's is your birthday?
To come down. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's when we got everyone down and had a bonfire at the marina. And
Oh, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
But what are the comments you get from your guests? Well, let's say, what do they say in the winter, and what do they say in the summer? You know what they say in the summer. Hey, this is great, you know, but
exactly.
What do they say in the winter?
Yeah, everyone's on board in the summer. It's like they're going to buy a houseboat and do it themselves.
They're kind of probably freaked out about thinking about it in the winter, which they shouldn't be. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that do it.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's toasty in there and it's cool. I mean, are they positive when they come on?
I mean, what I will say is we have it a whole lot easier than fiberglass houseboats because our neighbors have to be out there chipping ice and running aerators
and bubbles
and stuff like that. But,
But people, when they come down, I mean, are they?
I think I actually get a surprising amount of people who say, like, I couldn't do this. For me, like, I just love it. I love what we're doing so much. And I think we're just used to like the harder things, like sometimes the water pipes will freeze and now we don't have water today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people actually do say like, oh, I don't think I could do this. But I
can see that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I get a lot of like the other side too. Mm-hmm. Like you see, like there's like the good parts and the harder parts. And, I think people just, it's something people have to maybe get used to. And we certainly have over 5 years.
it's no different than a house when it yeah. comes down to it. How many people True. Have frozen pipes this year and water in their basement and, you know,
yeah.
So, I mean, houses have problems also, but I think, what a fantastic deal there to be able to enjoy yourselves and such a young couple to, that's what
I mean, 5,000
people are like retired that want to do this stuff, and you guys are like,
yeah, we're 30.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. It's what a great deal.
And $5,000 a year. And yeah. you paid cash little. For the boat, I'm
yeah,
assuming.
And now it's yeah. 5,000 as well.
Yeah.
We oh, really? Deal on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I mean, you don't even have to have engines. I mean, if you didn't want to take it out, you could just live on the boat without engines or whatever and leave it there year round.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and some people do.
Yeah,
a lot I've of seen people that do. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, here we're already coming to the end of the show. It's kind of crazy. It goes by so fast, and we're having a good time with good conversation, good people. Let's throw out your blog site again. I think. You know, if our listeners should go to it and just check it out, especially the boathouse, which kind of fascinated me. So let's
yeah.
hear it once again.
And there's lots of pictures on there, too. Some people like the pictures.
Yeah.
So it's actually onwaterandwoods.com. I think some people think waterandwoods.com, but it's onwaterandwoods.com.
Yeah, cool. And there's a lot of good stories. And like I said, what I really enjoyed is it's a family deal, especially on the boathouse there. So...
Definitely.
Really neat. So, mm-hmm. All right. Again, we're coming to the end here. My name is Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, as I've said many, many times on the show. We are a marine on the St. Croix River, 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. If you're a land lover coming by car, if you're coming by boat, we are at mile marker 24 and a half on the St. Croix River. Give us a call if you're looking to get on the St. Croix River at area code 651-439-2341. Ashley's the person you're going to be talking to there. We'd love to have you at our place this summer. And, John, you got anything there?
Well, you know, I might have something to say. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com. We are a boat broker. We list and sell boats. Give us a call. We have the largest selection, and if we don't have it, we can find it. We're like real estate agents for boats. We have an office in Stillwater and one in Prescott, and we appreciate you listening to our show. Have a great weekend, and that is the official goodbye.
Yeah, no, we still have to thank our guests, Michael and Chelsea Call here, so I have to get
thank
the last
you
word
very
in.
Much.
Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, it was fun.
You're a great guest, and enjoy your times on your boat.
Thank you.
That's a big 10-4.